You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Sienna Lee. Sienna Lee founded Rise Multiversity after working 50 years in transformational psychology. She has produced over 100 radio shows exposing the secret agendas of domination and control currently impacting humanity, on and off-world. Called to birth the next step, she and Adrian Batur created Rise Multiversity with those on the cutting edge and beyond as facilitators. Two of my favorite guests, George Kavassalis and Carla Fox, have courses there. Sienna also wrote an ebook titled Stealing the Moon, which delves headfirst into the deep shadow, rediscovering, reclaiming, and reintegrating the hidden aspects of self. You can find out more on her website at www.risemultiversity.com. She's also on Facebook. So let's welcome Sienna to the show now. Hi, Sienna. How are you?
Hey, Lance. I'm great. It's wonderful to be here with you today.
Thank you. The same thing with you, too. And you're in Ecuador.
I am. I'm in Vilcabamba, Ecuador.
That's a very popular place, isn't it?
It is.
One of my other friends, Lucia Renee, is out over there in Vilcabamba.
Yes, she is here. Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful Andes Mountain sanctuary, lots of fresh water, organic produce, far less chemtrails, not nearly as many EMFs. And it is also the Inca Valley of the Wounded Warrior on the Inca Trail. So it has been a sanctuary for healing for many years, and people live to be over 100 years old here. National Geographic put a big article back in the 50s about this and the Hunza Valley and one other place where people are living to be over 100 years old.
Wow. Well, you know, Art Linkletter did a special also. I don't think it was about the people there, but it was called Hunza Land. And there's a book about the people that lived there. It was quite a trek. And they discovered the secrets of longevity and long life. Of course, by now, Hunza Land is probably cement and glass and steel. But who knows? The people are holding out. Is that the Inca Trail where they do the pilgrimage every year?
There are people that do that solar, following the sun, the Caro, and some of the other indigenous. I'm not sure if that's the exact trail. There have been reports of caves between here all the way down in the Andes that have spotted reptiles in them, Lance.
Oh.
And I've actually communicated with those reptiles in the mountains here. And they seem to be not the nasty sort of the organic light.
Oh, good. And,
I mean, of the organic dark.
Right.
And ready. They're very, very excited about the work that we're doing at Rise and owning shadows and getting to the place where we can actually thank them for their service and help them to move on, because they've been holding the dark polarity on the planet for a very long time, and some of them are ready to move on.
Well, that's a relief, because, you know, unless something gives on that side, the other side seems to be continually assaulted on many levels. And maybe you could briefly give us a snapshot. I know that the people who listen to my show are pretty tuned in about what's going on, but if you wanted to give us a brief overview of the system of control and domination that's going on today, especially it seems in the U.S. of A., what would you say that you see from your perspective?
Well, I would like to take it from the point of view of the work that I do, the shadow synthesis work that I do. I'm happy to dive down that rabbit hole with you. But I want to say that from my experience, the Earth really is in the process of moving into 5D reality. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the gridlock that we've been under so long, being so imposed upon by interference, can be actually quite joyously and easily released with all the interference. I would like to take this time to talk about how actually we are holding on to these archontic influences through our own shadows, and how we can release that so that we are free to co-create this shift with the Mother Planet, because there are so many amazing, uplifting energies of love and connection and cohesion as she's waking up and making her move. And I just wanted to contextualize our conversation, because I do talk to the planet, as many other people do, and those don't think we're totally insane.
And what's
and
she saying?
She said right before I came on, tell them how easy it is. Tell them how easy it is to make this shift. So yes, there are archons and reptiles and all kind and entities and earthbound spirits and ancestors attached to us. This is all. I do want to say that I'm just launching my course, like as we speak, my shadow synthesis course, and it actually is a step-by-step process, a sovereign process, where you don't need an exorcist, and you don't need a healer, and you don't need a therapist, and you don't even need me. But I'm going to be there as a guide, because I've been down this rabbit hole for 50 years, so I might have a few things to, you know, make it a little easier for you. And I've written this course that's literally a step-by-step process. And the beautiful thing is with RISE is that we are a community of awakening souls, and we step into really deep exploration of all this stuff with the intention to support each other's emerging authentic embodiment, which makes all the difference. So because we are on the precipice of the great apocalypse, the great transformation. And it is definitely a mess out there. And I think it's going to deconstruct a lot more. We know this dimension is deconstructing. The old structures are deconstructing. And we can see greater polarization between people. People outsource what I would call shadow projection, Lance, mm-hmm. where making the other one. It's Trump's fault, it's the Islam's fault, it's the Republicans' fault, and it's heating up, because as we know, with the energetic waves from the photon belt, from the galactic core, from the gamma bursts, from the solar flares, from we don't even know what half of it's from. I mean, there's lots of theories out there, but we know that the frequency is massively changing, that there is an influx, that the Schumann frequency jumped from 7 to 8 to like 36 a couple months ago.
Yes, so, that was amazing.
And this is like getting nuked. I mean, this is like light, so much light infusing our system that whatever is held in darkness cannot remain hidden. We're seeing this in the world arena, on the global stage. We're seeing the pedophilia, which is such a horrible, shocking thing, and it's so many difficult realities to face. And yeah. People are feeling a bit helpless and not deer in the headlights, and it's overwhelming. It can be very, very overwhelming, and that's what I love about RISE and other small groups of people that are able to drop the false mask, come out of separation and fear, and just, you know, even say WTF, what is going on here? What's going on in you? Can I support your emerging truth? And so that aligns us with the frequencies that are moving into a non-dual reality and allows these waves to be waves of bliss that actually are upgrading our DNA, breaking through this interference, because we know that we have been DNA compromised. We have no memory, incarnation after incarnation. We know that the aging program is a bogus, even the death program is being challenged as a bogus program, and way more. And our mother planet wishes to help us evolve back and forwards to our organic design, a design I believe that she helped create that was definitely GMO'd or engineered through off-world forces. And right. We know these forces have been using our energy for food, for yes. harvest. Yes. And that we've been kept in a prison planet mode for a very long time, fear-based, in separation, survival brain, egoic. And we have also been DNA modified. We have reptilian DNA in us. And and this informs that part of us is very me first, cold-blooded, no feeling, survival at all costs. Our entire dominator culture structure is modeled after our DNA reptilian brain survival programming.
Right.
And we're over it. You know, we're really over it. And even though it's quite challenging, torturing, agonizing, we can step through this. We can step through it by building a conscious community, by building new tribes, new businesses, new projects. But first, we have to do the inner work, in my humble opinion.
Oh, absolutely, yes. There's no question about it, because as long as we're projecting outside of ourselves and blaming others, then we're in a victim, domination and victim role. And that doesn't get us anywhere. That's just the game of duality that's been kept in place with either-or thinking. And we're capable of multidimensional thought because we are multidimensional. And people are tapping into that and finding new realms to explore inside. And so, yes, all of the things that we've stuffed, for a lifetime, need to be brought into the light from the shadows. And I don't know anybody that doesn't have some kind of attachment or some kind of dark shadow inside. I just had some energy work and entity / parasite removal yesterday with Eric Rains a couple of days ago, and it was just astounding to see what was there, some of it going back to ancient Egypt. And so, I wasn't surprised, because I knew that I knew what was going on. I had been feeling as if my joy was diminishing and my body was being dissolved. And, there are signs that you can follow that when
yes.
you're not functioning properly, your body will tell you. So, yeah, that is going on. And it's up to us to do that inner work, like you said.
Well, at the time that there are arrests going on and exposure going on, we also know that they're fighting to the end, as they always do, and they're going to take as many of us out and use us for their food source for as long as we can. And we are either deconstructing or being, Bob Dylan's phrase, you're either dying or being born. That's really true.
Yes.
It's really true. And that's why we as a community need to get ourselves out of just being voyeuristic keyboard warriors into co-creation with our mother planet and into co-creation with our own selves, bringing all of the fractals, the dissociated shadows home so that we can come from a zero point of non-reactivity, of more of a non-dual, blissful state where we can start moving into co-creating the new, because nothing, the vacuum between the deconstruction and us being off cowering, licking our wounds and just surviving day to day, still many of us in the matrix, still not sure how to build a life that really is an embodiment of the multidimensionality that many of us are experiencing. So 0 point is the goal. Now, we know Corey Good was talking about the God weapon, I believe he called it. And it's a weapon being used on us to any time a group of people get into a harmonic, organic vibration with the planet, with one another, and can create that sacred matrix, not the false matrix, but in harmony with the organic matrix, the organic timeline, heads come up and we get attacked. And how they attack us is they beam our shadows so that we polarize. So this is why shadow work is so urgent at this time. Literally, the ball is in our court. We need to grow a new pair, Lance. We really need to grow up now and become big girls and big boys and realize that we are the creator gods that we've been waiting for. And we have to clean ourselves first. Our psychological structure has been co-opted, and it has, the whole dominator culture has demonized all the juicy parts of our energy field. Our sexuality has been taboo for thousands of years. Now it's, our main marketing tool, but nonetheless, it's still being used by dark forces against us. Our sensuality, our emotion, our multidimensionality, our ability to connect with source, have all been demonized so that we have to stuff them. They're sitting in the unconscious where they can be harvested. So the first thing we need to do is do a reboot of our own psychological structure so that we can be conduits for our higher selves expression, for our multidimensionality to ground in reality and be the change that we're waiting for. This is all so doable. I've been threatening to write this course, Lance, for 5 years. It's finally done. I'm going to be doing an introduction in April through RISE. I'm going to be co-creating an event called the Rise of the New Paradigm Creators Mastermind in Finhorn with George Kavassalis, Anais Salas, Greg Paul, Earth Nation, and myself. This is going to start with an extravaganza in Finhorn saying, okay, we're done with the old. Let's come together and let's figure out every piece of this. Let's offer every part of it in community. Let's joint venture. Let's start rolling some resources around. Let's get our life works happening. Let's do what we need to do in order to really take charge, not from an egoic place, but from a really embodied, multidimensional, heartfelt, organic, connected base. This is all completely on offer right now, but we're going to have to step up and get it done. Excuse me, my dog has decided she must leave, but I'm listening, and I'm right here.
Well, that sounds absolutely incredible, and I'm going to want to be participating in that as well, because as you know, I really love George's work and have been a friend of his for a while and helped edit his wonderful book, Our Universal Journey, which is really still on the cutting edge, explaining how things are really working behind the scenes. And it sounds like you're really just opening up new possibilities for all of us after this long process of, as he calls it, densification. I don't know if we could get any more dense than we are now, at least myself. And it's time to shift gears and step out of it.
Well, it is. And, a lot of people who are awakening, and there are a lot of people awakening, and I'm sure many of them are listening to your show. They are, as I said, it's hard to do it on all on your own. We all do this work all on our own, don't get me wrong. But there are people awakening to the nature of reality, the co-opting God virus. I love George. He's a dear friend of mine. I am in complete alignment with his message and what he's bringing, as well as Greg, as well as Anais. These are radical people that are really saying, we need to know our place in the universe. We need to understand that we're infinite, as George's his website, iaminfinite.love. You know, he's such a great way shower and mentor of bringing people in to connection with their infinite nature from that place, from an authentic, awakened, enlightened state of who we truly are. Then we call home all of these fractured parts from past lives, through our ancestral lineage, through our what I'm calling breakaway personalities that have all been that have all cut a deal with the dark side, Lance. They've all cut a deal with it. And all of those entities are in our field. So it's just layer by layer, letting it go. Thank you for your service. You are no longer needed. Bringing that part of our self into loving reintegration. That's a process.
Yes.
So because it's not our conscious mind that's contracting with the dark side, and therefore it's not our conscious mind that can really stop contracting. First, you have to, and this is just one place. The shadow place is just one bardo to move through. But it is, and this is a point that is really crucial to understand. It's the infant precognitive mind. It is trauma-based mind control is where parts of us that are so terrified at early ages or nonverbal places, places where there was no help, no support, where we were so tortured, where we made these contracts. And that fragment of ourselves is in that time zone still, alone, isolated, dissociated, suppressed, and terrified, and still holding on to these entities, because the entities come in and say, I'll save you. Right. And they're like a drug, they're like heroin. They numb us out. But then they part of them lives inside of us as us, just like Bill Smith in the Matrix movie, and then the dark is using us to carry out its agendas on this planet. And that's, we need to shore up those leaks. We need to bring home those shadows, those parts of us that don't know what they're doing. Even sometimes, and this happened to me as a child, it's in my book, Stealing the Moon. I was an incubator baby, mother and daughter sick at birth, didn't see my mother for months on end. And I contracted with an entity. She came in, because I've relived this and healed this and cleared this, but she thought she was helping me out. She didn't know she belonged in me. She heard my call and she said, okay. And but because she was not where she needed to be, dark forces worked through her. Because they can be multidimensional. You know this. You can have a block in your throat that's around terror, around not, being terrified to speak your truth. That can have an alien spaceship sucking energy off of your soul expression. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things, I'm sure you know with this entity removal, what you just did, the implant removal, we are a feeding ground for a multidimensional circus of beings that are just slurping on us like the best sundae on the planet, and we're clueless it's even happening.
Yes, it is pretty shocking.
It is.
But I mean, I wasn't surprised, because I knew on an intuitive level, and you know, from my own work that I do on myself, I knew from what I could see in manifesting in my life that was what was going on. And it just became time, and it was necessary to really start digging in and rooting out the weeds, so to speak.
Well, these things kill us. They give us horrible illnesses. I mean, you have to understand, these are beings that do not have source connection.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't have, we're just food. We're just food. That's it. But they will munch on us till there's nothing left.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
And we brought them in to challenge us. So because all they're munching on our shadows. They're munching on unprocessed pain, negative beliefs, and anything that we haven't are fractures, fragments, subpersonalities. The subpersonalities are due to the fact that it was too terrifying to embody our soul essence. You know, there you go into these past life regression sessions, which are part of the shadow genesis process, and many people do them. And you see the kind of things. I see it very much in women. The Inquisition, the Holocaust against the feminine, where these very talented healers and psychics were burned, tortured. They watched their children get raped. They watched their villages come down. They were so trauma-based mind control with the thought, don't you ever come back here with your magical powers, ever, ever. Don't you ever come back with your soul essence. Don't you ever come back with the purity of your spirit, which is our magic, which is you know, the true feminine, the true masculine. We are creator gods. But we need to return to a grounded embodiment of those magical powers that that got GMO'd from us and bioengineered out of our DNA by way back in the day. And now, as the planet's making her connection, and as the universe is supporting her, the sun and all of these energy waves, our DNA can go back to its original template. But the thing is, it's really good that you sense, wow, something's really starting to deteriorate in my body. Something's really going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm not even seeing this. There's something really off. And often we just blame ourselves for everything.
Oh, yes. So there's so much guilt and self-loathing and insecurity and all that. And those are just running programs that we incorporate into our, you know, into our belief systems as we're growing up, our peers and family and the God program and so on and so forth. And it just creates tremendous problems that are non-existent that then need to be untangled by undoing our belief systems.
It really is. And this one that we're just not good enough, this
we've got to address that one.
Yeah, it's like a sinkhole in the core of being.
Quicksand.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, all shadow work, all of this is really to heal our broken hearts. If you look at our heart core essence, which some people say is our stargate into our multidimensionality, along with many other, our broken heart sits right on top of that as train wrecking that template, creating inflammation and unprocessed pain that keeps reinforcing every crappy feeling we have ever told we had to have to survive. And we've all come to deal with the dark side. And that's part of shadow work. This is the shadow synthesis is shadow work, is multidimensional shadow work. And there are a lot of people talking about that. There are a few people that are actually acting as midwives or husbands, taking people through that. But that's what needs to happen. It doesn't help just to own, you know, your negative character qualities. That's key. Yeah. But if you get to the energetic attachments, you see, sometimes some of the nasty aspects of ourselves aren't even ourselves.
Right.
They are built with living. They are these archonic forces that we've contracted to that now have entrance into our energy field and work through us. And a lot of times we don't even know it's happening. People will say, well, that was a really bad energy. And they'll just look clueless at you. Like, what do you mean? I was just talking. So it is the shadow synthesis work is not a mental. It's not just guided visualization. It's not regressive therapy. Although I was a primal therapist for many years, and I do that as part of it. But it's learning what energies are really in our field. And even though I know that there are wonderful people that can help us remove all of this, in shadow synthesis, you learn to identify it and remove it yourself.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, Lance, it just goes out the front door and comes back in the back door. Because if that infant child that was abandoned at birth is screaming in horror and you're not paying any attention, it's going to bring that baby right back in.
Yep. I totally agree with you. Absolutely. So it's up to us to be responsible for ourselves. Stop blaming, you know, them out there, whoever they are. And, you know, you can recognize that that's going on. And it does appear that there is some kind of split in the timelines occurring, that there is some kind of technological transhumanist agenda that's going to break off. And we are headed towards, if those who are choosing to are headed towards the organic and harmonic sacred, that is a choice. That is a personal choice. And the harmonies have been removed from this solar system. And if you look at the asteroid belt, the planets that create the music of the spheres are not creating the music that they created, because one of the planets was blown up in galactic wars, and the music is everything has been intentionally thrown off key. Even literal music has been changed from 432 to, I think, 438 is, they changed the actual key to all music so that it's all off. It's slightly chaotic. And these are subtle things done on many levels that we were born into that have been here since the beginning. And the harmonics have been removed, so it's no wonder that everything is in chaos. And then you have intentional chaos thrown at us with fake terrorism, and that's all a script, and it's all done by design. There's nothing real on this planet. It's all fake.
Well, there is something real. The planet is real.
Well, yes.
You might disagree with me, but this is not a synthetic construct, in my opinion. However, they are definitely imposing a synthetic construct, and so you take away real love, you take away touch, you take away the nurturing that the human being needs in order to stay anchored in its own energetic. You starve them of all that, and then you impose an artificial construct with all bunch of junk that we don't need, and then you program them through the media and through everything that this is going to satiate you, and you have us running after all of this synthetic garbage, thinking it's going to satiate our souls. And it's so it is a fork in the road. It's a fork in the road. They're super blasting children's minds. I mean, it's so disheartening and massive and pervasive. Everyone's face is staring into a cell phone and getting programmed by all this 24/7. And we're terrified of intimacy. We're terrified of connecting. Because why? Because it brings up your shadows. So it's not funny. I mean, I have to laugh because otherwise I'd be crying.
But right.
At least we can choose. It's a fork in the road and we have choice. But we can no longer be a voyeuristic observers or just researchers. We need to take action. Why? Because the creativity is the alchemy to actually ignite our soul essence. It's just like a muscle that hasn't been used. If you look at your soul essence, it should be a blazing sun from your heart core. Most of us is a flickering candle that somebody just, you know, wet. And most of the energetic are contracted to this artificial construct and all of the purveyors of it that are eating our soul force. So it's just getting so uncomfortable that we're really reaching that choice point. And people like you, places like Rise, are sanctuaries where we can go, whoa, I knew, but I didn't know. Okay, I'm not alone. I'm not crazy. I mean, I remember reading Eric Fromm's The Politics of Experience when I was like 15 years old, and in mental hospital for having attempted suicide. And everybody was, you know, in Alice in Wonderland, according to, I mean, everything was back to front, double think, double talk, black is white, good is bad, sanity is insanity, just like now. But there were nobody talking about this stuff. But that book saved my life because he's come into the gone. The worst has already happened. It is as crazy as you think. There is an imposition of insanity that they're trying to shove down our throats and make and break us until we agree that insanity is sanity, which is still operating. But the thing is, I think that we have exponentially grown so much stronger. There are so many more of us that totally get it. I mean, I can get in a car here in Vilcabamba with a taxi driver and talk to him about the power. They don't maybe not know what we're talking about, but the control grid on this planet, the suppression on this planet, the problems with government on this planet. And yes. they look at me just eyeball to eyeball going, yeah, you know, they're right there.
Most absolutely.
The slaves are waking up. They know that they don't need to be this anymore. The thing is that this thing, you know, these dark ones are not going to create a solution. Government is not going to create a solution. They are incapable of creating that. Yeah. Only we are capable of creating solution. If we rise together and step into our inner authority and absolutely decide it's game over, we're creating the new. Come on, you want to play?
Exactly. Exactly. And you'll know when that's happening when you're experiencing joy, light, and love. And your creativity is blossoming, you know, and you're connected to nature and you're in love with everything around you.
You know, and the young ones coming up, they know that, Lance.
Yeah.
They so obvious to them, and they're not willing to go into this old dead status quo garbage to secure a job or be successful, have respect, or get
it's
a
like a
book.
Rotting corpse, you know, with, that stinks. And, you know, anybody can see that. It doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take being awake to see that. It's just look around and you can see it. It's death. It's stagnation. That's what they live off of is death, keeping the status quo, only it continues to descend and devolve. And so people are devolving into basically cartoons of themselves.
Yes, it's
true. You know, that's why The Simpsons is so popular. That's why they release information about the future and terrorist events on The Simpsons, because it's just a cartoon. Well, no, this is all a cartoon, and it's like a horror show that's really, you have to laugh at it, because if you don't, you go crazy.
Yeah, laughing is a good thing. Laughing is definitely a good thing. So here's a little phrase from my course, just in line with what you said. Your shadow self, because people want to know, well, what is my shadow? You know, like, what is this stuff? You do your inner work, do your shadow work, but do we even know what this territory is? So I've been coached to, in baby steps, really lay this out with self-help exercises and community support and partnership, so that we can walk, take ourselves through this, because nobody can do this for us. What the new healers are really space holders for people to emerge, to remember their sovereign, and then encouraging them to come online with their own genius, their own intuition. Because our shadow selves bury our brilliance, dampen our passion, freeze our sexuality, block our psychic ability, and teach us to hide from success by holding our talents and our creative genius under the surface.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's an explosion. It's going to be a creative explosion of the, and we need to do our shadow work first, because we're on the hanging bridge, as Dieter Doom says, between two worlds.
Yeah.
We are not in the new world totally yet. Even the most visionary, young, bold, creative geniuses are carrying their ancestors, have past lives, were wounded as children, and stuff is in them to clear. And one of the things that really is sad to me, because I have been trying to build a new paradigm for a very long time now, and although I had wonderful highs, amazing contacts, and learned a lot, they all failed. All intentional communities that aren't focused around one concept or one guru often fail. If you really say, okay, we're going to really be self-organizing, we're going to really be sovereign, what surfaces because the intention is to hold a field of love and cooperation, is everybody's shadows.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are becoming multidimensional, and they're having all kinds of visions of what we can do together, how we can change things, how we can shift things. And of course, the planet and organic life is informing this correction, is, you know, going to speak to anyone who opens themselves to it. But even with those brilliant visionaries, dedicated people, they get shut down through not taking the journey into their shadowlands first.
Yeah, yes.
Or you embark these projects.
Yes, and until the shadow is brought into consciousness or the light of consciousness, it remains an influence. And according to Gurdjieff's work, I studied Gurdjieff for quite a few years, year in the 70s.
Yeah.
The law of octaves is what causes things to go off the mark. And so with the best of intentions, everything that's designed to bring consciousness or light or love, there are two points at which things deviate. And if you don't hold your intention through those intervals, then it deviates without your knowledge. And so a movement that's based on love can become one that's based on hate and killing and wars. And you don't even notice it's happening, and it's just the law, because you're not conscious during those intervals when things need to be conscious and held, the intent needs to be held through the octave. So there's all kinds of things that influence us. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to you before we reach the end of the show is something that brought a lot of hope to me as well. In our private dialogues, we were talking about some of the mechanics of control that's going on, and you said that something really powerful, and you mentioned that a lot of these conspiracy facts are accurate, but Source has already integrated this back in. We just need to play the parts assigned when we came here.
Hello.
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, but it dropped when you mentioned something really powerful, and then think.
Of course. Yeah, that's okay. It was your comment to me that Source has already integrated this back in. We just need to play the parts assigned when we came here, and I'd like you to elaborate on that.
Okay. Except I don't remember saying that, and I'm a little confused about what you're actually saying there.
Okay, it had to do with somebody that posts on Facebook that I was talking about to you, and I don't want to mention his name, but okay. He had been in Black Ops and is talking about the things that are going on. And I was saying something to the effect that it seems really hopeless, you know, that the more I read about it, it seems that they have a handle on just about everything, and it goes so deep that it's really depressing. And you said that person is missing the most important part, though, that Source has already integrated this back in. We just need to play the parts assigned when we came here.
Well, it's true that... I mean, this is the amazing thing, and it's just what the planet told me right before I got on this call, that tell them how easy it is. This is my word.
Right.
Because it really, the energetic environment is now conducive for us to realize our dreams and to step into our embodied, authentic heart-soul essence and to be the change that we've been dreaming of. Everything is here, and we keep staring at all of this apocalyptic stuff, and it's terrifying, it's horrifying, it seems there's absolutely no hope, and the only thing that we really need to notice is, why am I listening to this shit?
Yeah.
Why do I keep listening to this? Why don't I go to Finhorn and get with the hottest group on the planet that's really
integrated and
joint venture with them and create abundance and have a great time and get my creative projects off the ground. Why don't I go balls to the walls for the truth and the change and turn, I mean, just listen a little bit. But we've been listening for years. We needed to see all this. We need to keep an eyeball out for what's happening. We need to step away because now the alternative media has been taken over largely by the doom and gloomer and the world's going to end tomorrow and the collapse is coming. And it may be, but where's your vote? We only have our own energy. We only have our attention and our focus 24 hours a day. That's all we bring to the table. So choose well. Put it where you want to live because you will have so much support from our mother planet and from the universe. As you do that, you're going to have so many options. Your world's going to open up. You're going to be in the organic timeline, the ascension timeline. You are going to be in a different world. You don't have to wait for this world to blow up, to deconstruct, to eat you whole. You don't have to be staring at how horrific it is. And I know this is challenging. But it's like doomsday addiction. I have it too sometimes. I get depressed and I'm not going fast enough. I'll look at every the world's ending tomorrow thing, but I'm catching myself going, whoa. How about a walk in nature? Why don't you dance? How about loving your dog? Make a beautiful meal. Step away from this energy. That's how they're getting us. Because the media is... guts. I mean, they're fascinating, you know, how all this is engineered, how it's done. It is fascinating in a sort of horrific Stephen King kind of way. Mm-hmm. But come on, we only have this time. This is the fork in the road. This is Choice Point. You know, I have had the vision of the planet as in her Kali aspect. She's so loving. She so loves us. We're her children. She wants us to take this co-creative ride with her. We can show up, as Anais Sala says in her Conscious Co-Creative Masterclass, which I adore, is we show up with the what, and they're like, this is what I need, Ma. And she shows up with the how, all kinds of hows. It's all. More, Anais says she's getting gobsmacked all the time from all the choices and all of the beauty. And this is really what's on offer. And this is what they don't want us to know. They're already defeated. The only thing is that our shadows, our depression, our fear, our aloneness, our physical pain, our poverty, just, you know, lowers our frequency, and then we are sitting ducks for the dark side, and then it seems hopeless, and it's an endless spiral downwards, isn't it? But we are at Choice Point, and the Kali forces, you either rise with me now, if you keep looking at that stuff, I'm taking you down.
Right,
and because you're no longer serving what's happening here on my body, and George talks about this, that the earth is no longer really supporting this lower egoic expression of herself, this dualistic war zone where everything has to kill everything else in order to survive. She's moving beyond. She wants to move with us, but she ain't waiting forever.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, and all we have to do, there's no, in essence, The journey is instantaneous because we're already there. It's as fast as a thought.
Exactly. We are actually, we are already infinite beings. We just need to alchemize, deconstruct all of these overlays, all these distortions, all these impositions. It's just a big cleanup job. We don't have to change ourselves. We need to get rid of everything that we have allowed to be in our field at a time when we did not really even know that any of that was happening.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have to, you know, and self-love is the huge piece here, because owning the fact that we're self-serving, sometimes nasty, sometimes vampiric ourselves, we can be predators or endless victims to rip off energy. I mean, we're in a bunch of sleazy games. We all are. Those were the only templates on offer. To survive here, you become dirty. You become polluted with this garbage. And then partly why we're running away from our shadows is we think, oh my God, I'm not a good person. I can't face that. I can't love, no one will like me. I can't admit that. The whole cultural, there's a taboo against owning shadow. We're all hiding from our shadows. Everyone has to, you know, you put on the nice false self face and you be successful and you, and then you want to do shadow work. It's like, oh, I'm a liar. I'm a con artist. I'm a rip off. I'm fake. It's not that fun. But
yeah,
you know
exactly.
What? Get over it. It's like, okay, that was what was on offer on planet Earth. I'm done. I'll love the part of me that's a jerk. I'll love the part of me that's an asshole. I'll love the part of me that hurt people. As long as they get time to come home, there's a golden treasure in that shadow. For example, someone who's arrogant, when they realize they're arrogant, they can clean up the arrogant part, but keep the confidence. They have, and they developed enormous self-confidence. Every part of ourselves has a gift. So we, you know, like George Kavosla says, I've been the darkest thing in the universe. I've been the lightest. I've been everything in between. I'm completing my universal journey. I can love all of me. This is what's required right now.
Yes.
This is what's required.
I absolutely love George, and I love you too. I love your work and what you're doing, and you guys, and Carla Fox, and you know, all the people that you have at Rise. You just, it's the cream of the cream of the cream, and you know, all I can do is just kind of point a finger in that direction, because I'm working on myself too, and I'm working on my shadow, and it's a full-time job. So, you know,
Lance. There's nobody at Rise that isn't working on their shadow, okay?
Right.
Including yours truly, all right? We are not the elite of the new movement. We are regular people who happen to know multidimensional, who have opened up to all kinds of realities, seeing the big picture and realizing we are the gods we've been waiting for, and reclaiming it all. But the thing I love about these people is they are totally real people. Where the key that holds all the shadow in place is ego.
Yeah.
And everybody gets to a certain point knows, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. That guy, the third mate, can't be the helm of my destiny ship. And so, you know, we don't chastise the ego either. Say, okay, come on board. But you got to be listening to my bigger self. Not the dark side that's all attached to you through all these entities and things.
Well, yes. You know, I just, you know, I so resonate with everything that you're sharing tonight. And, you know, we have about 3 more minutes left. This has gone by so quickly, and you've just shared a wealth of information. And I want people to know how to find you and reach you. I know you're on Facebook. There's a Rise Multiversity on Facebook that a group can be joined. Would you close now with some information so that people can start doing what we're talking about?
Absolutely. First of all, go to risemultiversity.org and join our newsletter. And then I'm going to be rolling out my course. We're going to be doing the Rise of the New Paradigm Builders at Finhorn in a 9-month program where you, that will be like the incubation of the rebirth of self on a mega level with super support, joint venture partners. It's about business. It's about creating sustainable business that's in alignment with your heartcore essence, with your inner self, with your soul. It's Anais calls it soulpreneurs. It's about
I love it.
That's hers. But it's soulpreneurs. I can't even get a better word than that.
Yes.
And if this is like, yes, join us. Put your investment in yourself. Stop looking at the doomsday news feeds and go for it with us. And so just join the newsletter. That website is going to be up like tomorrow. So I can't even take you right to that page, but it'll be up on Rise. So if you join the newsletter, you'll get it. You'll get, Carla's going to come on with a non-human entity thing in May. We're doing all kinds of things. But the thing is, this isn't, we know everything. You're the peon, spend a lot of money and join. This is about, we're all really, for real, supporting each other through this stuff. to emerge, to rise together, and to make this what is in our hearts, what is to heal our broken hearts in community, do it. And we're here for you. I know there are as many of you who are as wise, who are as multidimensional, who know this stuff as I do. I totally get that. When I work in a group, I really shut up. And I encourage people to step forward, and their truth heals the other people in the group. And we all work in partnership together. We're rising as a community. This is not a powered down structure. So just go there. That's and join the newsletter for now, or there's a Shadow Synthesis page. Get on my wait list. I'm going to be posting the course momentarily. This is all being born as we're speaking, literally, this whole new level of development. But also, if you just want to hang out with people that get you and you get, go to Rise Multiversity Closed Group. Well, first of all, go to Rise Multiversity on Facebook, and at the top it's pinned, it says Join the Closed Group. Join there, and you can start posting and sharing. There, it's been so amazingly healing. It feels really like my soul family there, and others of us are feeling that. And it makes all the difference in the world not to be going through this in complete isolation. It's just too hard, I feel.
Absolutely. Well, I'm part of the, I have joined the group on Facebook, and I'm subscribed to your newsletter. So I want to stay in touch, because this new thing with Vintorn is going to be incredible.
So, well, I just want to say one more thing about Vintorn. This is so amazing what happened. Vintorn was booked 2 years ahead. Ooh. And George only had 3 days, George Kavassalis, where he could come with us. And then she went, and they said to talk to him one more time on ice. And they said, oh, we just had a cancellation. Would you like June solstice? And she said, yes, please, her phrase. And then a few days later, they call her and say, well, you have this little nice meditation room. You can hold about 30 people. It'll be fun. They said, no, the Universal Hall that holds, I think, 250 people has just become available. Would you like it? So, and we have really been co-creating this with the Mother Planet. She wants this to happen. She wants as many of her children to really rise together with her now. But it's going to take investing in ourselves, breaking out of the poverty mindset, breaking out of the sickness and the limitation and the fear mindset, and saying yes, stepping forward and building trust with each other, learning we can be bringing our souls back online, clearing out these shadows, and sharing abundance. The joint venture partners are going to, we have an affiliate program. So if you or anyone out there has a course, something you want to share, we can joint venture with you. We can promote your work. This is the whole idea, is to get the alternative community out of poverty consciousness, so we have the real power to make the things we need to make happen now. But it's going to take stepping up, growing a pair, and showing up. And I'm absolutely open invitation for you, Lance, and for others to come on down.
Well, you're going to see me there, Sienna. So we're just about out of time. We are out of time.
Okay.
So I want to thank you for coming on again tonight. And I just encourage everybody to check out your work and Rise Multiversity. So thank you again for returning. You'll be on again soon. So thanks again.
Thank you so much, Lance. I feel so connected to you. You're such a dear heart.
Aww.
You're so awake, and you really do all you can to just hold a very clean and multidimensional space. And I'm very grateful for that.
Well, thank you, Sienna. And to everybody listening, that's a wrap. Good night, everybody.